Rose and the Snow Queen. This is Adventures of Amy Rose. My name is Eugene Daniels. Episode number 3 is here.
This episode is brought to you by
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
This article is about a play called Amy Rose and the Snow Queen, and it tells the story of a girl who is trying to save a boy from an evil queen. Dash.
The play requires minimal costume changes and the actors have to play multiple characters. This allows for infinite possibilities in terms of how they can present human experiences on the stage. The casting is also important as it should represent a diverse range of genders, ethnicities, and races. The set pieces can range from a refrigerator to a living room couch, and the script should reflect the diversity of its characters. This way, the audience is able to see diverse characters represented in an authentic way that is not tokenized or stereotypical. In the play, Amy Rose and the Snow Queen, we follow a forced little girl who is sent away to stay with her Nana, by her parents. During the play, Amy solves a crossword puzzle and discovers that the seemingly random letters form her name and those of her family members. She then receives a letter from her parents which explains why they had to send her away. Amy Rose is determined to find the little boy and sets out on a journey to save him. Along the way, she meets a woman who tells her about the Snow Queen who has taken away a little boy and forgotten his little girl. With icy tremblings, Amy Rose begins her search for the Snow Queen and eventually finds her. The Snow Queen had kissed the little boy and he became an icy statue, with his heart frozen cold. But when Amy Rose kissed him, even tiny bits of snow dropped from his body and his heart slowly began to melt. When he opened his eyes, he saw Amy Rose and felt warmth in his heart again. She told him that she had come to take him home with her, but before they could leave, they had to face one final challenge. The Snow Queen had to be defeated first. She grabbed the little girl and carried her up to the Snow Queen's palace. When they arrived, the Snow Queen was pleased to see that Amy had come and put the little girl on a big sleigh. The Snow Queen then told them that in order for them to reach the little girl, they had to brave a dangerous path full of snow, shining ice, and red berries. With no help from anyone else, it seemed impossible for Amy and the boy to get past all of these obstacles. But with determination and courage, Amy managed to reach the little girl safely. The Snow Queen was pleased with their efforts and rewarded them by giving the little girl her best sled leg as a token of appreciation. On one cold evening, the blonde Snow Queen hair-trotted a little girl over to an old house just next door. She knocked on the door, and when the old man who lived there opened it, he was very kind and invited them in to warm their hands by his fire. He offered them some food and a place to sleep for the night as well. As they sat around his home, they rubbed angels on each other's hands to make them warmer. The Snow Queen had poisoned the bells to weaken her grip on the snowdrops, but Amy Rose and her friends managed to escape. As they ventured forth, they had to be careful as the evil queen discovered them. The freezing cold was unbearable, but they stood their ground against the wicked queen's grip on the snowdrops. When they reached the Seven Dwarfs' place, Amy Rose discovered that the Snow Queen had been putting everyone in a deep sleep with her chill. To break this spell, she and her friends went on a mission to find a northern home where winter will cover it from top to bottom for all eternity. Disney's concept of death was upended when Amy Rose and the Snow Queen came out. My usual sweetener of choice is used in the story as a way to fix her coffee, creating a side story that is just as sweet as the main story. Amy Rose became the very first princess for Disney, and with her wins hearts all over with her superstar limo entrance. Appended from Cameron Diaz's death in The Mask 2, she becomes a breakout star, inspiring young girls everywhere to look up to her. Amy Rose and the Snow Queen brings this to a new level. When Elsa reaches Emma, the Snow Queen's side, they escape the old narrow house they were stuck in. As they shut the moment, the siblings find themselves in a completely different world and with a newfound understanding of one another. They explore the snowy outdoors, searching for David and Kai while having to escape the little heat indoors. One night, while the family was huddling in the small kitchen table for dinner time, they were ambushed by an unwary person. The three of them quickly gathered their things and ran to the larger dining room. As they ran, snow dripped little puddles on the hallway floor. The town's residents were in a lack of need due to winter, so Amy Rose and her siblings sat in that larger dining room for a long time with their stocking feet cold and aching. But eventually it passed and they found their way back to their house where they were warm once again.
Episode 3 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Eugene Daniels. Adios.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.